In Victoria, a coroner has recommended legal reforms that may help reduce the suicide risk for international students studying in Australia. In that state alone, the coroner's court estimates that at least 27 international students have taken their own lives between 2009 and 2015. The court and students are now calling for reforms that could help prevent future deaths. Jane Lee has the story.
Senior Constable Stephen Clark got the call on a Sunday afternoon in March 2016.
Myself and my partner attended the address where the incident was that an Asian male was deceased.
His name was Zhe Kai Liu and he was 24 years old. Zhe Kai Liu had arrived in Australia to study at the University of Melbourne a couple of months earlier and lived in an apartment with his sister, Zhe Jun.
She did state that her brother was struggling with his English in Australia, and that he was talking about going back to China to attempt to study English he could actually converse a lot better with the English-speaking people. And he had plans to go back and study English before coming back out to Australia. His sister said that he struggled with insomnia from the time that he had come out, and she tends to think that that's attributed to his lack of understanding of English language.
She told police that she thought her brother was depressed and frustrated that he couldn't understand the classes he was taking, but she never thought he would harm himself. Currently, schools and universities are legally obliged to keep reports about student deaths. Coroner Audrey Jamieson, who investigated Zhe Kai Liu's death, has recommended that they hand over these reports to the coroner's court within a month so that more accurate information could be collected about international student suicides. The coroner's report also found that international students were less likely than domestic students to have sought help from a mental health service before taking their lives.
For a lot of students, counselling is a new concept for them, especially for international students. In our own culture, we don't always share our feelings or share our emotions to other people because we are taught to stay strong, we are taught to suck it up, to get over it. At the same time, we feel the shame, we feel the faceless, and also we try not to show our weakness to other people. That's why we don't use to sharing our feelings. And we also have that language barrier in here too, because it's not easy to find a counsellor that can speak your language, especially in your education provider. So it's hard for them. They don't use to sharing feelings culture already, and also using English is another barrier that is hard to find the right words.
Kevin Chan from Hong Kong studied psychology and counselling at university in Melbourne. He also counsels international students enrolled in high schools.
No matter how much you prepare for it, you never expect it to feel as in that way when you experience that feelings. Even though you may have family members in here, but you still feel lonely sometimes in your own studio apartment.
BJ Sapkota is the National President of the Council for International Students Australia. He says more information about international students' experiences are needed, especially when they can wait up to 4 weeks to see a university counsellor.
This would definitely help improving policy works in the area of suicide and mental health of international students. And I definitely agree that there's very less share of data in the sector as well. It's very important for a centralized body to have access to the information of critical incidents where people can get an insight about the mental health issues and situation international students go through.
Education Minister Dan Tehan has accepted the coroner's recommendations in principle, but says existing privacy laws may limit the information that can be provided to the court. The coroner said in her report she saw no privacy barriers. Professor David Watts is Victoria's former privacy commissioner.
And the public policy objectives, it seems to me, are incontrovertible and clear that, you know, we owe a duty to overseas students who are studying in Australia to look after their welfare. And it's clearly in the public interest. If a Victorian coroner is saying that I'm noticing some systemic problems here, it is clearly in the public interest for us to be able to address that.
That's La Trobe University Professor of Information Law and Policy, David Watts, ending that report from Jane Lee. And to hear more of that story, you can tune into the Law Report. It's at 5:30 tonight after PM right here on RN, or of course on the ABC Listen app at any time or wherever else you get your podcasts from.